We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Place of Honor, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Samuel 2:30. Therefore the Lord, the God of Israel, says, I really did say that your house and your ancestors' house would serve me forever. But now the Lord says, may it never be, for I will honor those who honor me, but those who despise me will be cursed. I have just read from the New English Translation. After Lanray learned that the problem in his life stemmed from a lack of honor, he began to make amends. He humbled himself and sincerely apologized to his parents. He started treating them with deep respect and consideration, not just through his gifts, but through his words, actions, and attitude. He also repented before God for dishonoring his spiritual leaders and began to genuinely appreciate and submit to them. Within months, Lanray noticed that the weight of darkness that had clouded his life lifted. His health improved and his joy returned. The scripture became true in his life. Those who honor God are honored by him. Many believers today want to experience God's power, favor, and blessings, but they do not understand that honor is a major key in God's kingdom. Honor opens doors that prayer alone may not open, because honor touches the heart of God. God watches the posture of our hearts, not just what we give, but the spirit behind our giving and our submission. To honor God means to treat him with the utmost reverence, to value his word above our opinions, and to esteem his servants rightly without idolizing them. When we truly honor the Lord, it shows in how we treat the people he has placed in authority over us, our parents, pastors, and leaders. Go into today remembering that a heart that honors God and men will never lack God's honor. Decide to live with a posture of humility and gratitude. Prayer. Heavenly Father, teach me the way of true honor. Help me to honor you in my thoughts, words, and actions. Deliver me from pride and irreverence. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 1 Chronicles 10-14. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.